Yeah, I've been very blessed to be able to play it, you know, with some awesome teams, and had a really great career, but obviously that means nothing here, and just try to open up the next chapter.
Where are you physically right now?
I'll be back in I'm still not back for a few months. I had a Lisfranc injury where I tore some ligaments in my foot, had surgery, repaired it. It's about a 4-month injury, and I'm about 6 weeks in. So,
you bench?
Not here. I'll bench at Pro Day. I'd love to play in Green Bay. I'll play where whoever drafts me, but definitely that'd be an honor to play for a team with that kind of winning tradition.
You feel like you're losing something.
Well, you know, it's tough because obviously that's the first thing that comes to your mind, but you got to realize that you can't control that. You know, I can't control that I was hurt, and just have to focus on the things I can control, and that's interviewing well and doing all the little things right. I hope that I have a lot of game film, not at center, but at different positions. And I feel like I'm intelligent. I know how to study the game well, make very few mental errors, and so hopefully that's what sets me apart.
Talking about your off the field notoriety,
kind of has a negative connotation, notoriety, but
you know, just the accolades you've received off the field, is that better?
That's better, yeah.
You know, with your grade point, with the community service.
Just that's a pretty general question. Just talk about just all the good things
what
about me off the field.
About your character as a person, not just a football player.
Okay. Well, I think it's very important to be balanced. And in college, that's something I really put a big emphasis on was especially academics, obviously. And my faith is something that's really important to me, and that's a big reason why I did a lot of this community service. And I've been on several mission trips to different countries, and so that's just a big part of my life. I've been to Honduras, Haiti, and Nicaragua.
You mentioned the position switches earlier. Which position was the toughest for you?
They were all tough, but I'd say probably left tackle. You know, that's just a tough position. And I played that last year, not this past year, but I guess 2 years ago in 2011. And, you know, especially in the SEC, going against elite pass rushers is a tough position to pick up in a few months. But I did all right.
What did you learn from playing all those different positions?
I think when you play a lot of different positions, it really allows you to learn the offense from different perspectives, and you kind of stop memorizing the offense and you start understanding it. And I think that's a big reason why playing center mentally wasn't that big of a challenge, because I kind of already understood the offense and kind of what we were trying to get accomplished.
Is playing center what most teams are talking about?
I've heard different things, but most of them probably have been center. But I'll play wherever. Definitely. I thought it over a lot. You know, there were a lot of factors. I think one of them was that my brother was still there. I wanted to play another year with him. But definitely to finish my master's degree was a big priority.
Do you feel more comfortable at center, or where do you feel best?
Well, I always tell people I feel most comfortable where I played last. You know, if you had asked me that last year, I would have been most comfortable at left tackle. But right now, I definitely am most comfortable at center. But yeah, I really like center because I really enjoy the mental part of it. It's probably the most mentally challenging offensive lineman position. And just to be honest, I also like – I'm kind of a control freak, so I like that aspect of it, to be able to be in control and kind of point out to other people their assignments.
We saw that a little bit with AJ.
I was wondering how long it would take before that came up. Pushgate, as they call it. The push heard around the world.
What does that show that you are kind of a strong-headed guy when it comes to –
Well, I don't know if that's what shows it. I'm not saying I'm not a strong-headed guy, but I think, you know, really that came down to two guys who were still competing at the end of the game and who had a very minor disagreement. It was not a big deal at all. You know how football is. I mean, two seconds later, we were hugging on the sideline. So, yeah, but, you know, he got in my face a little bit, and I just kind of had to remind him.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented